Legend has it that in the days of the old Boston Garden, the showers in the visiting locker room ran cold in the winter, and the heating system in the guest quarters would reach maximum efficiency just in time for summer in the NBA playoffs. Opponents of the Boston Celtics often went home uncomfortable and unsuccessful. But it doesn't work that way at all sports venues. In February of 1995, only a game paid a visit to Atlantic Union College, where students and faculty made a concerted effort to make visiting athletic teams feel right at home.
Sportsmanship code. We consider all athletic opponents as guests and treat them with all courtesy due friends and guests. We accept all decisions of officials without question. We applaud opponents who make good plays or show good sportsmanship.
This sportsmanship code is posted on the walls of the modest gym at Atlantic Union College, enrollment about 500. As it indicates, the sports program at this small Seventh-day Adventist institution in Lancaster, Massachusetts, differs from those you'll encounter almost anywhere else.
We ask every player and fan to do their very best throughout the game to cooperate with us in living up to this code, and may the best team win.
Dr. Stacy Nelson, the chairman of the Atlantic Union Physical Education Department, as well as the basketball coach, is the man behind the sportsmanship code. But it is only the most visible manifestation of the attitude Dr. Nelson has been trying to establish here, an appreciation of athletic competition as a cooperative, mutually beneficial dance for partners in a challenge, rather than a battle between two opponents desperate for victory. Dr. Nelson acknowledges that his work hasn't been easy and that it may never be over.
It's a constant growth experience because you think you've got the battle won, and you get a new group of freshmen and a new group of students who come in who have been socialized in the other way, and they don't quite understand what's going on. So I usually get up in chapel once a year and use an example of inviting your friends over to play a game of Monopoly. And in essence, to say that at the end of the night, if you have won and you've got Boardwalk and Park Place and all of the others, and you get up on the table and start to shouting sha-na-na-na goodbye, you know, how often would your friends, you know, enjoy coming over to visit you again to play this game of Monopoly?
A large majority of Coach Nelson's players and the students who pack the wooden balcony at the end of Atlantic Union's gym for home games are Seventh-day Adventists. As youngsters who value fellowship, they are perhaps more inclined to be receptive to the message than their peers outside the faith. But according to Dr. James Londis, president of Atlantic Union, Coach Nelson has had to educate the teachers as well as the students, and some of his work has been viewed with skepticism, since historically, Seventh-day Adventism has had no room for intercollegiate sports.
I think from the beginning of the church and from its earliest kind of writings, there was a high degree of suspicion about what competition could do to human beings and their character development. So the challenge for us has been, how do we tap into the energy, the excitement, many of the positive things that competition can develop, but at the same time minimize the negatives that are associated with intense competition.
At a volleyball game this week, the cheering section was smaller than usual, since many of the students were studying for midterm exams and some had already left for spring break. Still, though, the male volleyballers from Atlantic Union fell to the team from Johnson and Wales College in Rhode Island, there was no lack of enthusiasm. At one point, when the noise did subside briefly, a student circulated through the balcony with free pieces of delicious cheesecake. "It's to give you more energy to cheer," she said.
AUC!
Number 9 in the middle, lefty.
They do a lot of quick hits to him.
Take some juice.
After every soccer, basketball, and volleyball game that the men or women of Atlantic Union play, they ask their opponents to attend a brief reception. There are refreshments, of course, and there is an opportunity to talk about the game just passed and others to come, and maybe more profound issues as well. Members of the other team are invited to take home a copy of a short book entitled To Know God, but nobody insists. Most visitors, like Johnson and Wales volleyball player John Crum, are surprised and delighted by the tradition.
Makes you feel at home, kind of. Having this drinks after, it's nice because when you play volleyball, you go into a game with most people and it's just a game. It's just they're like kind of like the enemy, and you got to beat them. But now we're meeting them and we're finding out the people that they are, which is nice.
Nice it is, and perhaps it's more than that. It's a quiet assertion during a small, unspectacular reception, and partly for that reason, because it offers such a dramatic contrast to the upcoming hoopla so accurately characterized as madness, attention should be paid.
I'd like to thank you all for having us over here and having some Power A to boost back up the energy.
Thank you.
Our story about Atlantic Union College ran in early 1995. Everybody there made visitors feel right at home, even a fledgling public radio host. But hospitality alone was not enough to save Atlantic Union's athletic program, which was dropped in 2003 due to financial issues.